Welcome back to What Goes On BTS. I'm Viv.
And I'm Des.
Woohoo! All right, first and foremost, we want to thank everyone who's been tuning in to our latest episodes. Thank you so much, and we highly appreciate you. So, a round of applause for those people.
Clap, 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 clap. Yes.
Okay. So, two things before we start. We want to address Sarah leaving the podcast for the time being. She might or might not guest in our future episodes, but for now, it's going to be a two-woman show. It's just going to be me and good old Dez. So, woo-hoo.
Yeah, Sarah left for personal reasons. And we miss her. We're gonna miss her very, very much because we love
Yep, we
Sarah.
are.
Yeah, we're still friends. We're gonna be friends. That is our homie for life. But the show must go on. It's, like Bib says, it's a two-woman show now. And we're just gonna keep it moving, keep it pushing.
Another thing that we realized is that we never said what this podcast is going to be. So basically,
What Goes On BTS is going to be a show where we just recap what goes on throughout the week in the land of BTS. We're trying to figure out what is happening because so much happens in the BTS world and Army land, like every day. It's just like constant, 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 constant. So we may not go over everything that happened throughout the week, but like we'll go over like key points or like the highlights. We're giving you like a highlight reel,
we might also talk
basically.
about past things just in case we feel it's relevant to what we're talking about.
Yeah. And so I feel like it's be a good show like for new armies because you'll be able to keep up with the things that's happening and as well as like the ones that's been around the block, older armies, ancient armies. I'm just kidding. Or we could just have a laugh or whatever. This is not a podcast that's affiliated with BTS or Big Hit at all. We're just here cracking jokes and just being two old basic stands. Well, no, we're
Are
not
we?
basic.
No, we're not.
No. Yeah.
Extra.
I don't know. My coffee. It's like, I feel like if I drank coffee, I feel like my coffee order would be pretty basic. I'm just kidding. I don't drink coffee,
I drink a
though.
lot of coffee.
Is it a
Not
basic
really.
order?
Actually, yeah, it is.
Okay, so then
Oh,
we're not.
actually, yeah, it is.
You said it
It's
is
basic.
basic? But then
No,
are
we're
we basic?
not.
No, we
We
cannot be
extra.
basic. Yes. Extremely. You know what? Yes, we are extra.
Yep, we
That
are.
is so true. We're extremely highly, high key extra. Yeah, so that's what, and if things don't happen throughout the week, which is very rare, then we'll just go and speak about something that happened in the past and maybe like talk about an album, how we felt about it, go through things like that, or just a certain
That'd be great.
moment.
Like, if
Yeah,
we just
I thought
had
like
like
we could
one
do.
episode where we just like picked a specific album and just like our thoughts on it, and that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Can you imagine if we
Oh
did
my God,
Dark and
that's the
Wild?
first album that came to my mind. I was just like, oh my God, when were we gonna get to it?
That would
I
be
said that
a
would
fun
be
show.
like too long.
I know that'd be like a 3-hour podcast. Yeah. So we just wanted to let you guys know, what all the what it all words English. Let's figure it out, this. We just wanted to let you guys know basically what you could expect from listening in on
Yep.
our show. Yeah. So now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about what happened with this show from Australia called 2 to 1 that ends on check. Yeah, it's called, but the show is called 2 to 1, but it airs on Channel 9 in Australia. So we're gonna start with some hot mess because this is basically this was legit some foolery. So basically on the show, 2 to 1. I've never seen the show before.
No,
Have you been? So it's a show from Australia where basically some hosts get together. I guess they have like talking heads, and I guess they break down the top 20 events of a particular theme of a show, in each show, I should say, where they provide like background information. I guess they try to like crack jokes. It's kind of like what we used to have in the US. Well, I don't know if it still comes on. It used to be a show on VH1 called Best Week Ever, where they would like crack jokes about like certain things that happen like throughout the week, but theirs is like a top 20 thing. I don't know. Anyway, so BTS would popped up in one of their topics. I don't even know what the topic was, or the theme, I should say, because that's what they call it. The top 20, like out of a theme. I don't know what the theme even was. But BTS was on the list, and they had their talking heads there, cracking jokes. But all of the jokes, well, not all, let me not say all, some of the jokes were like highly xenophobic. It was just a mess. It was a mess of a segment. They literally kicked off the segment with a Kim Jong-un reference, and that's the dictator of North Korea, which literally has nothing to do with South Korea. That's how they kicked it off. And so you already knew, like, just from the umbrella, like the blanket that they put over the segment to kick it off with that, I was like, oh, so this is what we're doing. What?
That
What?
was so disrespectful, to be honest.
It really was. And unnecessary. Unnecessary. And so, and for you to, for it to be all in the sake of humor, because this is supposed to be funny. The show is supposed to be funny, I guess. So, like I said, we both never seen it any other time, but this here wasn't funny to me. Humor is subjective, and subjectively speaking for myself, I can say I ain't see the humor in a lot of what was being said.
Is it
What did he
because,
say?
like, when
What did
he
that mean?
first heard something Korean had exploded in America, he got worried? It could have been worse. Okay.
Yes, that's what it was. You hit the nail on the head. Like basically implying like it could have been a bomb, like a nuclear bomb. 'Cause that's what it was. Like exploding. It was like, oh,
It's
okay.
just downright, like, really, like, why would you say something like that and think it's funny?
Right.
Like, that's not humor, fam.
Like, do
That's
better.
not humor.
Not at all. Like, nothing about that is funny. And like I said again, like humor is subjective, but like if you're gonna be a comedian, come up with a better joke, because like that was basic. First of all, it was a basic joke.
That
Step your
came
bars
up.
up, step them up. Yes, like come on with something, like come with something better. And things like that. So all of the just the umbrella, and not everything that everyone said was like horrible, but they definitely did downplay a lot of their accomplishments and things like that. And of course they come with the stereotypical thing of like only teenagers listen to them,
Feel like they have to not to
which is
BTS because they're not. Because they don't
yeah.
sing in English, people like to take a jab at them, like at like you know saying things like I don't get why they're popular. Listen, it's okay for you not to like BTS. No one is shoving them down your throat, but at the same time, you have to respect them and give them the credit that's due to them. That thing, it always
Yeah.
angers me every time people just make these blatant remarks. Is like, oh, it's shocking how a Korean fan, well, maybe speaking, I mean, I'm speaking from where I come from, like I come from like a very like I want to say like a multicultural background. I listen to, you know, I grew up watching a lot of telenovelas, like a lot of Filipino shows. So for me,
Same.
like, you know, so for me to listen to something like Korean music or Spanish music, to me, it's not like, oh my God, look, it's like something otherworldly. No, I'm just like, okay, it's good music. It makes me feel good. Like, you know, good music is just good music. So people really like to belittle like things BTS have achieved over the years, especially in the West, just because it's not in English, and that's not right.
It's not, absolutely not. And I'm the same with you. I grew up listening to reggaeton, all of stuff like that. And I grew up watching Bollywood movies because I love Bollywood movies. So, listen, just because music isn't in a language that you speak, like, doesn't mean that everybody feels the same, like, the same way that you do. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean that everybody's not gonna like it. And music, you know, we all have different tastes because there's artists that I don't like, but I'm not gonna sit there and do a whole segment of a show or plan out, I would say, if I was a producer of that show, I'm not gonna make a whole segment of a show where everybody, literally everybody, had something negative to say. There was nothing to counteract anything. There was nobody saying anything positive. Literally everybody just crapped on them the entire time. And I don't know if that's how the show's format is, where it's like, oh, we're just gonna take the piss out of, like, you know, whatever topic that it is that we're talking about, like nothing even remotely positive, nothing. Like, what? Just, I don't know. I was just dumbfounded by that. It's like, wow. And then, like, the part when they were like, oh, look at these, like, gangster names that they have, and they go through and they list their names. They were like Rap Monster, which is not even Namjoon's name anymore. It's RM. And then they were like Suga. And then they, like, got to the vocal line. And it's like, oh, you know, Jimin, Jungkook, Jin. It's like, okay, so now you're cracking on names that are just like their given names. So what are we doing here? Because now you're crossing a boundary where it's like, are you just cracking on the names because it's Korean? Like, what are you trying to say? Like, I don't know. Like,
It was a
I don't know.
whole mess. And then to add on to that guy, we're not gonna say his name. But he also, like, you know, he started saying something about, like, you know, how, like, we 14-year-olds were just like, and how, like, I guess it's like that narrative of how BTS fans can only be 14-year-olds. I feel like it's really easy to take a jab at a fandom that has, like, where a majority of the fandom is young women. People like to take a jab at that, especially when it's regards to a group like BTS. Suddenly, we don't like them for their music. Suddenly, we like them for their looks. Oh, it must be their looks, not acting this many people. And I get, like, so offended by it because you won't say the same thing for people who are football fans. It's like saying, oh, people don't like girls, but they're just there just to see people run on the field, or, like, because they look handsome. So why can't you afford us the same respect as you afford soccer fans or sports fans or any kind of fans? Just because majority of us or majority of the fandom is made up of, like, you know, women, doesn't mean that we can't be intelligent. That doesn't mean we can't like BTS just because we love their music, you know? It's such a shame.
And for the yes, nobody's buying albums to for faces. Like, we're buying the albums because of the music. Like, we're listening to the music. Nobody's streaming these songs because we thought Yoongi looked cute today. Like, we're streaming the songs because they bop. It's like, it's quality. Like, they wouldn't be breaking records the way that they are. And it wouldn't be to the point where you're talking about them on the show, even though you're trying to downplay and act like nobody knows who they are, even though they made it on your show and they're part of the theme and they're in the top 20 or whatever topic that you have for the week. It's like, they wouldn't be where they're at if the music wasn't there. Nobody's like buying things just for the look of them. It's like, yes, they're cute, but the music is what drives BTS. Their message is what drives them. It's just, I don't know. They really do downplay girls, especially younger women's views on a lot of things, not even just in regards to music. It's just the society that we live in. Man, they did the same thing with younger girls with the Beatles, and then now look at how the world views the Beatles. So there's that. Well, so that's, I guess that's enough on that, because this
Wow, we could have gone on for like a long time, but yeah, those are our thoughts on that.
We really could have gone on, but why waste the time? It's just so. Since we want to bring down BTS, let's spend the rest of the episode hyping them up. Doing our job to stink. Yes. All right. So I guess we're going to talk about is going to be the RM and Sugar collab. Yes, with Juice WRLD. But before we get into that, let's take a quick break.
Okay, guys, before we move on to our next segment, I just want to say that you can subscribe to our podcast. You can listen to us on Apple or Spotify or basically anywhere you listen to your podcast. And we promise we're funny. We'll live up to, you know, our name eventually. You'll not be disappointed.
And like, give us a give us a great Apple podcast if that's where you listen. Maybe leave like a review because that would like really help us out.
Cool beans.
Let's get back into the show. Right. So we're gonna get into this RM and Sugar collab featuring Juice WRLD. Yes, I know a lot of people thought it was going to be Georgia. Is that how you say her name?
So Georgia Smith. Georgia.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was going to be her. That was going to be following like the
thing. But who knows?
That it was going to be.
Listen, BTS are sitting on these tracks like for months. Who knows? Maybe they already did something. They just need the right time. They're just looking for the right time to release it.
Yeah. True. Because also, who was the collab that was supposed to be featured on Tier? Who was that? You know how it was supposed to be that extra track on Tier and it was supposed to be a collab? Who was that? Who was that? Like, I think about that every
time. Why are you being so aggressive about it? Oh my God.
But, Namjoon, tell me who it was. Because he didn't have to tell us that.
I didn't even know there was a
collab. Now he did have to tell us.
So he said something? You didn't know?
Yeah. So remember look, we're not even talking about the dang song. Okay, we'll talk about the song, but hold on. Real quick. Sidebar. So, whenever Tear dropped, before Tear dropped, Namjoon posted a picture on Twitter. Which showed that it was 12 tracks on the album. You know, he always, you know, post a picture, be like a teaser of like, oh, look at me, I'm listening to the track, and you're not listening to the tracks, but I'm listening to the tracks, and can't wait for y'all to listen to it. And, you know, we're just sitting there mad jealous. And so, like he did with this song, he posted it. So it didn't have the title, same thing, but we saw that it was 12 songs. And then whenever the track list dropped, it was only 11. Mm-hmm. And so everybody was like, what happened? It was 12. And so then, you know, whenever he did his album Behind the Scenes, Be Live, he said that there was an extra song. It was supposed to be 12. But something didn't work out with the collab. And he said he really wanted the track. But something happened.
Oh, wow.
And so that's not there. Yeah. And so it's like, who was that song? Like, who was that? I wonder who that was. I want to, because he's never said. Because part of me at first, whenever Boy With Love came out, I thought, oh, maybe it was Halsey. But I feel like he would have said Halsey was the one that was supposed to be on Tier. I feel like he would have said that. Well, so I wonder who that
was. Maybe he still remembers. Maybe it's still somewhere in his computer, just, you know, waiting for the right time.
I know. I want to know who it was, darling. Or I just want to hear the song. I just need
We just need the song. That's all we need.
I just need to know. That's all
we need. Just we need to know. New songs. That's all we want to, you know.
Can you not just give me the music?
I don't care who you collab with. Just give me the music.
Give it to me. Give it to me now. But yeah, let's talk about the actual song that we're supposed to talk
47 minutes in, and we're
about.
already off topic, but yeah, let's go.
We love a good tangent here. We love a good tangent.
We're always on tangent. So.
Yes. Why am I blanking on the actual song's title? Viv, what's the song called?
It's called All Night. Oh my God, did you even listen to
Yes, All Night, All Night.
it? Listen,
I just got blank
I
on
just had
it.
to make sure we're on the same page here.
I did listen to it. Why did I blank on that song? They say it like 80,000
They really do.
times.
I think they said it 30 something, 32 times. Not that I counted, but.
I think it's like 32 times per like course. I think you're
I
right.
think so, but.
Yes, for each time the chorus drops, I think, yeah, I think you're right. That's sad. I feel like a fake fan. What's the song called? Oh my gosh.
I mean, if you just log on to your Spotify, which I do every time I'm on here and we're talking about tracks, you know, gotta stream, gotta get those streams in as we're talking about it.
You're right, and that's exactly what I'm not doing. I'm not on my Spotify usually,
Why?
but I'm not on there today, so that's why I couldn't remember what the song was called. I really blanked out on that song. I really feel fake, like I didn't listen
You
to that
feel fake
song,
or you are
and
fake.
I did. Yes, like I'm looking at like a lot. I just opened up Spotify right now, and it's like, oh, jump back in to listen to All Night by BTS and Juice WRLD, and I'm like, yes, thank you, Spotify, for verifying the fact that I did listen to the song, because the way my brain is set up, it's like, girl, you never heard of it. Because who? I'm like,
Nowhere.
what? Yes. But yeah, All Night was great though. All Night is a
It was.
bop.
Oh
Like a
my
serious.
God. I was waiting for it. Like, I was so excited for it.
Yes, me too. Well, first of all, when they said RM and Sugar
You
together,
know.
I feel like everybody was just like, yes! Like, it was like a collective,
Well,
yes! Fill up with the
memes were
crowd.
just like, oh my God, we've never had just RM and like Suga on a track. Just them by themselves. And we're just like, oh
Yes!
my God, can you imagine these lyrical geniuses coming together in one song? Like, just too
Yes!
much energy. There's just too much genius in one song, or to be in just one song, you know?
Oh my gosh, Runch Rhonda and Gloss coming together.
Which one?
Yes, Runch Rhonda and Gloss coming together to give us the ultimate bop.
To be honest, yes.
Yes. Those that don't know, Runch Rhonda and Gloss with their old names, they were like underground rappers.
Listen, let me
Runch Rhonda.
Runch Run. It is so like aggressive and like.
Runch Wanda was Namjoon, RM, and Gloss was
Yep.
Yoongi, Sugar.
August D.
Laying out.
They
Yes,
have too many
August
alliances,
D.
aka they have too many
Yes.
alliances. So yeah, just in case y'all didn't know, a little bit of history.
Yeah, little fun fact.
Yep.
Little fun fact. But yeah, oh my gosh, man. When I tell you, I didn't even know what to expect. I've never logged Spotify so fast in my life. I woke up that morning. I woke up on Friday, and I was just like, I immediately my alarm. I clicked it off, and I was like, Spotify, right now.
God, me too. That's the first thing I did. I mean, I didn't stay up like to 5 because, you know, like I love sleep too much. So the minute I got up at like 7 something, I woke up directly on Spotify and I was looking for the song. And I remember I listened to it like for a good 10 times. It was really that good. I know you're not supposed to loop it over, but who cares anyway? I was just there for the moment. I was like, oh my God, this is so good.
Same. It's like, whoo. I listened to it. So I listened to it in bed after like I woke up, brushed my teeth to it. It's infectious. It's just a jam. Like it's a vibe.
It was.
All night is a vibe.
It is.
Yeah. Yes.
And I like where you're already going with this song. Like, I just didn't know what direction to take it. And then here comes Suga with his flex and stuff like that. Ooh, Suga, just this is why we need an Augusty comeback. His lyrics were just they were just blunt. They were just
Yeah.
straight up. We out here being the best, All that money y'all bragged about, that's cute and stuff, but we bigger than that. And then Juice WRLD comes in with his whole on my rocket, we gonna take off. And I was like, wow, this song is like it's like a mixture of all. It just embodied every single artist that was on that track. Like nothing for me was like, ah, okay, like it just so unique to them. All the lyrics were just so unique to them. So it made the song really, really great.
Yeah, everybody brought their own flavor, brought their own style.
Yep.
Namjoon, first, whenever I was listening to it the first time, and I was like, it's early in the morning, like I said, straight up up with Spotify. I was like, wait. Are we going another English verse? Like, is this about to be like full English? But it wasn't. But he definitely kicked it off in English, with I kicked the door, yeah.
I like how all different rappers have their own kind of, I don't want to say rhythm or style to them. But let me tell
Yeah, their own flow.
my initial thought when I was listening, when I checked out the lyrics, I was so confused. You know why? I knew previously the articles that came out, they say, oh, like the Korean articles, they came out that said that this is going to be a track that, you're not going to get bored to, or, like how the artists are all gonna have like a unique flow to them. So I was really excited. So here I am checking out the lyrics, and Namjoon, I know the kind of like I guess artist he is very like he's a very reflective person. So his lyrics are like that. So but at first I was confused because okay, he's talking about like all this reflective stuff, and then that line comes in like come to my studio. And I was like, okay, come to my studio. I'm just like on the actual side for the lyrics. Two-step chilling, ain't no job with no stress, no pressing. So baby, let's go. Seat belts are fast. And I was like, whoa, hold up, wait a minute here. Where are we going?
Like okay, it's like I see Namjoon, you stepping up your English bars. Like we out here, I see you. But yeah, when that come to my studio, magic happens. Like bro, what are we talking about? But it
Like, okay.
could be interpreted, in multiple ways. It could be interpreted, the grown folk way, or it could be just it's like in the studio, we making them bops. Magic happens.
For real,
You know,
like, Namjoon is that kind of person.
it's like so, baby. Let's go. Seatbelts are fastened, like you said. It's like the seatbelts. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's make this music, boo. It could be like that, or I mean, if
If you're
you could
that
interpret
way,
it,
you could take it the other way,
or you could take it, folk. Wait. All right. It's like yeah. Yoongi's flow. I loved his flow. Just
So good.
oh my gosh. Now I got Yoongi. That's my rap line bias. Like flow wise, like he that's my favorite. That he's my favorite.
He's my
That's
favorite.
my bias. Yeah, like that. I love the way he raps. I love his voice when he raps. Just
It just makes you go like,
listen.
oh my God, so good.
I usually get kind of aggressive. It's like aggression of just like because he's so talented. But the whole rap line is talented. All BTS talented. We stand all. But yeah, whew, that's my rapping bias right there. Yeah, they just brought it. Like it's a definitely a song I would say that you could just listen to. Like in your car, it's just good for the summer. It's a good driving song.
It's like really white.
I don't have an Aston Martin, like the song says, but I'll be rolling in my Kia.
Down.
Yes, no, with my windows up, it's hot as hell in Texas. So we have windows up, AC full blast.
I forgot.
But I'll be rocking this song. Windows down, please.
I
Not
I forgot, y'all. I forgot how hot it gets in Texas.
Girl, it is hot and humid. Let me tell you. No, thank you. And also, like, the way my natural hair is set up, if wind gets to it, like, I put us like a certain style in it. We can't be just having the wind disrespected my hair. I'm not built like that. So
you're not built like that. Is it always like that, like the whole year in Texas?
It's not like that the whole year. It's just the summertime, which basically summer starts in Texas in May. I know summer doesn't actually start until like June, but pretty much end of April, actually. End of April, till about, yeah, like maybe to October, it's pretty hot. It gets a little cooler, but it's pretty hot. And so probably like in July, it'll probably get where I live in Texas, because it's different weather in different parts of Texas, but where I live, it'll probably get to like 100 and something degrees.
What?
Yes. Hot as hell.
Oh my God. Okay.
Hades.
I can deal with the heat. It's just the humidity that I just hate. I just hate it.
Yeah. Humidity is just, it's not the best. But humidity does wonders for my hair. It makes it really big.
So I guess that's the only positive thing about that.
Yeah, that's the positive thing about that, because like whenever I went to the Chicago show and I was in Chicago and there was no humidity, my hair was so flat. I felt so regular. I was like, I'm used to my hair being humongous. Why is my hair laying flat like this? There was no humidity. Nothing was helping my hair. It was just cold and disrespectful. I had to put on like 85 products. Natural hair. I know y'all probably like, what the hell are y'all talking about? Y'all supposed to be talking about this damn song.
Listen, guys, this is how we end up like in a 2-hour pod.
Yes. Going through the struggle. It was like, oh, look, let's talk about the weather. Oh, what hair products do you use?
If you want to know that, you can just ask Des on Twitter. She'll give you that info.
What? Oh, she will? Don't do that.
Like, yes, she will. She'll give you that info on the type of product she uses on her hair. So, you know, ask away.
Wow. I'm pretty sure that won't be happening.
I'm positive it will. I will make her do it. So, yeah, go and ask her for that.
Oh! Oh, I see. I'm about to get threatened through the group chat now. Okay.
That's not a threat. That's a promise. It's like totally different. I don't do threats.
Wow. That's a lie.
Yep.
That's a whole lot. But okay. All right. So yeah, I guess I'm going to launch a beauty channel, basically. And we'll be talking about...
Yes, she is. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'll be talking about my hair routine, my hair regimen. Look out for my YouTube channel. Subscribe whenever I launch it.
All jokes. Yo, you need to launch it. You need that YouTube channel, to be honest.
So, girl. Bye. Good day. So, let's move on.
Back to what we're talking about. Oh my god, we're so bad at this.
We're a hot mess. We are a hot mess. Like, if you actually, I wonder if people actually like enjoy us. Y'all are just like, shut the hell up and tell us what's going on with BTS, because that's what we're here for. We don't care about your products, this. Then what are you talking about? Okay. So, next we're going to talk about Muster.
Oh, yes.
At live stream for Muster. But I guess before we talk about that, should we take another break?
Yeah, let's take a break and then we'll be back. Hello, we back?
Yeah. All right, be back. Okay. So we are back. Like I said, we're going to talk about Muster, the live stream. Oh, man, the Muster show.
God, there's a lot. Oof, to unpack.
So much happened. So, what was the set list? Let me see if I can pull up the set list.
I
Do you
just
have
know that
any?
this set list, I wanted to cry the first time I heard the set list. It has some of my favorite songs on there. And the fact that I might never see these songs live, like, just breaks my heart.
Same, same.
They had Home there.
They got Viv. Oh my gosh.
They had Home, they had Bang, they had Dimple.
Had everything that I wanted. Like they had the perks. They got everything. I just oh my gosh.
I really can't. Like, I know I'm not like a person to get jealous. I hate jealousy, but for the first time in my life, I was just like, oh my God. In terms of
The first
BTS, I was
time.
like, for the first time in like
Wow.
a while, I don't usually get jealous about, like, I'm just like, oh my God, can I just be a, like an army from, can I just be a K Army? I'm just like, I just want to be there. I'm just like, I was so jealous of those people who went. It just, I'm just like, hopefully for their world tour, they can put these songs on the set list. I really need to listen to these. I need these songs live.
Yes, I feel like these were all the B-sides that I love. These are all
For
the
real.
songs that I
It's like
love.
they woke up and were just like, I wonder what kind of like, and instead of putting it on the tour, they were just like, okay, we're gonna have them for Muster.
Yeah. But
Okay, I see y'all.
I see why.
Okay,
It's
I see why. I think
I
there's
see.
gonna be a DVD out for this.
Well, yeah, it's Mustard. There's a DVD for each one. This is the fifth one. There's always a DVD. But I get the point. 'Cause like when you do a tour, you're touring like your hits. And BTS like has a massive discography. So for people like to get pulled in, you're doing like, the bops or whatever. And they do pull a lot of the songs from each album. But for this, since it was a fan meeting, they were like pulling what they would consider, I guess, more so like the deep cuts, which
Oh,
are
I guess
always
so.
the songs that I guess like we both like. So it's always the ones that I feel just get paid dust and like on the tours.
For real.
It's like the always the ones that I want. Man, I feel like I was just like praying for Home to make it on the Speak Yourself tour. Like I was like, please, please let Home. That's all I want.
And it's like not even choreography for it. Like there's no choreo for it. So I'm just like, all y'all have to do is stand there and literally staying home and that's it. Like my life will be complete.
Thank you, Zabe.
I was like, you just have to put like minimal effort in your choreo. All y'all just have to do is like, walk around the stages, hyping people up as you're singing, but please have home in there.
Yes. Oh man. Like even in my Twitter bio, I have that I'm a home stan. Like, 'cause
Oh,
that
I
is my
know.
jam. You know?
I know. I know, Des.
Okay.
I saw it.
You what?
I saw it.
You saw it? It's kind of like you follow me or whatever.
No, sometimes, like, sometimes how you hover over somebody's like name just to see like what their bio and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I do that. Like, I do that like occasionally sometimes just to see if people change their bio or, if new people follow me or I'm following new people. I just need to know what your bio is like so I can get a grasp of who you are in a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yours is always like referencing like Minjun.
Do you cry over them? Yeah, it is.
It
literally that last line, and oh, I cry over Min June on a daily, so you know.
Yes.
I change my bio like every now and then. Like when I change
Yeah,
my
you do.
profile picture, I change my bio in a little bit, like not drastically, but
I
depending.
usually notice when you change your bio because you go I go and check your page. I do like if I don't see you on my timeline, I'd be like, let me go. So I'll actually like look up your name. I'd be like at W underscore. And I go and I pull up your page and I go and text you out. I do. So I usually see whenever you change your bio. Let's see. So the set list was, I'm looking at the official set list. It was 2-3, then home, Love Maze. Is this the official one? Is that, I don't feel like this was the
No,
order.
so did they
No,
put
because home
any
was
ones?
first. Was this? This was not it. Wait,
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Was, but you know what? I did miss part of it because my stream froze at the very beginning. So maybe they did do 2-3 first.
I think for a lot of people, it froze. I was seeing a lot of people who were complaining that, oh my God, what's happening? Or like the audio is not in sync, or a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Because they had like the five cameras. I didn't even switch cameras because it took so long to buffer. So I just stayed. I tried to switch cameras maybe twice and it took so long to buffer. I felt like I was missing things. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stick to the main one. I guess they did perform 2-3 first. And then home. I came in on home. So
Okay.
home, Love Maze. I say 13-43-40. I know you say 1-2-4-3-40 or 4-0. I know.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I still can't even say it right because I say 13-43-40. Whatever. Pluto for the regulars. Waylon 52. Tomorrow was there? Oh
Tomorrow?
no, this must have
No.
been. No, it wasn't. This must have been the one from Busan. Wait, let me look up the monster set list for
Well, the
Seoul.
one in Seoul, right?
Yeah, let me look up because this might, maybe that was it was different.
I think some of them were different. All I know is they're just like I didn't get to see the live because I was at work. I'm always working every time they have lives, like to be honest. I missed Wembley. I missed this one, you know, gotta get the coins, so
Gotta get that bread, yeah.
yeah, gotta get that bread for the tour and merch.
Yes, gotta support that BTS lifestyle. Yeah, I'm usually working whenever they do V-Lives, but I'm usually off for stuff like this. Why is my computer so slow?
I'm trying to go over it to the list. Okay, set list.
Yeah, you probably yours can probably go faster because I'm literally over here. My computer is like, oh, guess what? You're trying to do something? Struggle mode activated. It's like, come on, fam.
Oh my God, I don't see like an official set list, but wait, they said 2-3 home, Love Maze, 1, 3, 4, 3, 0. And then tomorrow, wait, no, tomorrow. Okay, I'm okay. I just know. Okay, we're bulletproof. They did that one. Yeah,
Okay,
they did.
this one doesn't have tomorrow on it. Because I don't
I
remember,
don't think
I
it
would
does.
have remembered
I
tomorrow because tomorrow's the pop.
and they put like a lot of clips on it, so no.
Yeah, no. Waylon 52, Jump, Spinebreaker. Yes. Intro School.
Boom.
Okay, I think this is right.
Hi,
But out of order. It's out of order. How, whatever. Who cares? Anyway, so they did the
yes, they did.
They did the bops. Just all of the bomb B sides. I can't get over it. I said on Twitter, I had to tweet because I was like, they really gave like the bombest of bombest concerts. It was like they not only gave you like the bomb B sides, but it was like all of like just the classics. It's just I felt like it was just like for them to do Intro School Love Affair,
Oh my God, yes. with some dude with a red hoodie and the shorts. Oh my god.
And for him to bring, you know, and he, that beat, because for intro school love affair, each of them have their own separate beat.
Yeah.
And so, because I want to say, isn't it intro school love affair? It starts out with the same for Yoongi's verse, because Yoongi's beat is that same beat. Oh, I want to say it's called outro love in school. I'm going off the top of my head. The one where, you know, I want to say that's what it is, because it's intro school love affair, and it picks up from the previous album, the outro love in school, where, you know, it's like, I just want to love you. Let me not sing this too
late. Yeah. Yeah.
So don't hold that against me. I can sing, you know, that was like a struggle vocal, but it's late and I haven't, you know, warmed up. Listen. So
alrighty.
But intro school love affair, I love Yoongi's verse on that song, and I love like the ad lib. So him like walking and then like the ad as he's rapping and like the ad lib's playing, because I love when he goes, ay, 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 like that. Oh, that. Oh. If you have not ever listened to Intro School Love Affair, do yourself a favor. Turn us off right now and go play that song, because it's so good.
Go play your old music, y'all.
Yes. You can turn us off. Like, if you're listening to us on Spotify, just click off, type in Intro School Love Affair, and just go listen to that. Because it's so good. Yes, you will not be disappointed. So for them to bring that back, yeah. I know everybody was like,
Now, June's my favorite in this song. His flow is so good. Like, the way he just goes, like, this is my body. And he just goes and goes. Oh, my God. I'm just like, yes.
Yes. Like, each of them, like, they had their own thing. Oh, I'm talking about this song like it just dropped. Like, they had their own thing. Because, like, Hobie's, like, verse, it kind of had, like, more of, like, a house. Like, it has, like, more of a house beat to it, which is very Hobie. Like, Namjoon, before he starts off, he's like, oh, let's get it, like, you know, real hip-hop. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's the same beat that's on Persona, which just came out, which is on the latest album. It's that same beat. He brought that beat back. So.
Which we all need to hear live. Namjoon, if you're listening to this, please, please. We need to hear. I don't care if I don't hear it live, but just perform it anywhere, you know, and I'll be grateful.
Babe, I thought that he was gonna do it here. Because I hadn't watched any of the spoilers. Well, okay, I saw a couple on the timeline, but I hadn't really like gone out and sought out, I should say, any of the spoilers for the monsters. So I thought, whenever he did this, and you know, they when I did the school love affair intro, school love affair, I thought, oh, maybe he'll take this and then and roll it over into Persona, and I was ready to lose my whole entire ish, but that didn't happen because I was ready to, like, I was ready to just lay down on the ground and give it all up some glory. I was ready.
I was like, what's it gonna take Namjoon to hear this song live, huh? What's it gonna take?
I don't know. We're probably waiting for it, just like we waited 80,000 years for Jimin to perform Serendipity. It took 3,000 years.
I think it's gonna be on their next tour, to be honest.
I think so too.
If they do come back with another album, this Shadow album, do you think it's gonna be like a mixture? Not like a, how do you call it? A repackaged album? With some songs from Persona?
No, I think Shadow would be a full-length album. That's what I'm thinking.
You think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be full-length. I think it's going to... Because this album was a mini album. Or an EP. They say mini.
Yeah.
Say EP over here. So I think that the next one will be a full-length album. Like, following the same way that... I think, like, the Love Yourself series went. Like, her was an EP mini
and
album.
Then Tear.
A full length album. And then Answer was a repackage. I think it'll be the same. That's just my thinking. Might be wrong. Who knows? But I think that Shadow will be the full length. And I think that we'll get the second. What's the word I'm looking for? Let's see. English. Do you know it is? I'm trying to like pull it out of the air. You should see me. I'm actually like grabbing at the air, trying to like pull this word. What's it called when?
What's it called when?
Called when a couple of members of a group make a song together. What's that called? What's that grouping called? Like, what is the Jungkook, Hobi, Jin, grouping called? What is that? Why can't I think of what it is? Oh,
Subunit?
a what?
You meant subunits?
Yes, subunit. That's the
There
word.
we go. There we go.
Yes, you get a car. You get a car. You get a car. By car, I mean absolutely nothing. Yes, subunit. I think the next album will be the next subunit.
That would be cool to see.
Yeah, we definitely aren't getting any of them subunit songs until they finish them. But then for them to do solo songs, for him to perform Persona, everybody would have to have a solo song. If they did,
Yeah.
everybody would have to have a solo song.
Unless he did it like he cut it short or something. Like maybe he did it like for like, or maybe he does it for like a minute or something, or he kind of shortens his verse. I don't know.
Or I don't know, unless they start
Oh my
doing
God,
songs
you
that,
never know.
or unless, wait, Viv, what if they start doing, unless they do songs that aren't, this is not even has to do with Musta Real over here planning out the next tour. What if, like, the Vocal Line does songs, like their SoundCloud songs, like Jimin does Promise, Tae does Scenery, Jin does Tonight, Jungkook gotta release a song.
Yeah, he does.
So then they could, the Vocal Line could do that. August D2 will have dropped by then. Yoongi could do a song off of that. Hobi could do a song off
Yeah.
of Opera, and Namjoon can give us Persona. Or he could do a song off of Soul, but I really want him to give us Persona. Or he can give us Moonchild and we could just all
Oh. We could
die.
all vibe and like leave there in tears.
Yes, the whole crowd. Can you
Because
imagine? The whole crowd.
the mood is just gonna change.
Yes. Okay, let's actually get back to Monster and stop trying to plan out their lives.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they performed Dimple.
Yes, that choreography for Dimple.
Oh my God.
Girl, it didn't have to go so hard. It really didn't.
It really didn't, but it just left an impression on me, you know?
Oh, is it, I just, You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Tomorrow, the
I
choreography
just
that they.
know that, you know, like how certain songs, certain members were kind of like, how do I say it? Okay. How certain songs, like certain members just, they do it so extraordinarily, like, well, like, you know, like there's just one, there's like, I feel like for every song BTS does, there's always one time I'm just like, oh my God, this is like Jimin's song, or this is Hobi's song, or like this is Vocal Line song, or this is Rap Line songs. I have songs like that. Like, you know, you just think like, oh my God, this person just popped off. So,
Yeah, or sometimes I'll have like just keep multiple
yeah,
people.
multiple people,
Yeah,
definitely.
are we thinking the same person? Let me see if this is you thinking the same person because I definitely know who I'm thinking of. Go ahead.
Because I know for Dimple, like, I'm just thinking about it, Jimin and this. Like,
Girl.
he just ate it up. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just like over here, like, watching like a thousand different fan cams and angles of Jimin during Dimple. I really can't move on from this. It's just too much.
Dimple. Jimin made Dimple his bitch. Like,
He really did.
Jimin did that.
Yeah, he did.
He really
Thinks he did that.
Yes. Oh, yes. That body roll, the way he does it.
Oh my God.
Like,
I want
when
to
they
do
do the, like,
that.
oh my. It's just, oh my gosh. It's perfect for him. Like, the way he dances is already so fluid. It's perfect. For
Like,
him, that's my
when
bias. So, like, my best life. I was like, oh, his forehead is out. He just, oh, yes.
the jeans and his outfit, like, this is like so Jimin's song, like, Yes, that move where he puts like one hand over the other and he just kind of glides a body roll back.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Curl.
I don't watch every single angle of like his performance when he do
Oh.
that move. It's so good. He does it so nicely, like.
Oh my good girl. So that I can't even like express words. All I got is that's my bias. And I just love him so much. He's just an exceptional performer. And Dimple just put him in his element. And he really just showed his whole entire booty. I'm not gonna say the actual word. I'm gonna keep it PG. But he showed his whole booty and I got my whole entire life. I was like, yes. Me. It was me screaming at my TV because I had it set up where I could play it on my TV. And it was just me screaming, yes, Jimmy, you better go off, Jimmy.
That's my best friend.
Yes, go best friend. That's my best friend.
Really be like that.
Yes, I got my whole entire life. And then Pied Piper, girl.
Girl.
All
Ugh.
right.
I know who you're going to talk about because you know we have the same problem with this person.
And I also said on Twitter that about this particular person that I was gonna have to go ahead and make a confession. I don't know if you saw that. I was like, I think it's time for me to just go ahead and fess up. So the person you talk about is Jungkook, because oh my gosh.
No. We know, but y'all might not know.
I mean, before we get to him, first of all, they sounded great. The vocal line killed it. They really came and they were just saying, like, Jimin's vocals were everything. Taejin.
Oh my
Taejin.
God.
Taejin, I hear. Listen, they be stage flirting right in front of our salad. Every
Yep,
time.
true Pied Piper.
Yes. It's like, or like even whenever they do so what? Like they just be the
They be
two
doing
of them
the most, to be honest. You're so chaotic.
are. Yes. And then them like singing each other and like because the like the lyric translations is like
Oh,
Tay is
yeah.
over dead pointing at him like I'm gonna ruin you. Like he's like
I was
singing
just
to just
like,
chill.
they were doing the most for this, and it wasn't even Pied Piper. Oh my God.
Actually, you know what? I said that Dimple reminds me of tomorrow. I guess it's maybe it's Pop. No, no, it's gonna be Dimple. Because I mean, like Dimple, the choreography reminded me of tomorrow. Not the car that the choreography is the same, but that the song and the choreo does not really match. But like it just goes. You know how like tomorrow is supposed to be an uplifting song, but that choreo is just like uber sexy, and Dimple's just supposed to be
Oh,
cute
yeah.
about. But that choreography is the, doing the most. I was gonna say the same thing about Pied Piper. Yeah, I guess it could be the same because the song is like basically it's legit like a kind of like a low-key read on us armies, but that choreography and the way they perform it, it's just like so disrespectful. It's just
And the way
sexy.
they hold the way they were holding the mics, especially Jungkook, like with his every
Girl.
now and then his head going back, dipping his head back with his
I'm
curly
not ready.
hair.
Oh, I
Dead,
can't even talk about
dead.
him. I can't talk about him. Oh my gosh. I really. So I said last episode that you're not supposed to look at Jungkook because he's like the Bird Box monster. Like, that's what I said. Because I don't look at him. But, like, I did a lot.
I'm guilty of that too.
I did. I looked at him so much.
I
Oh,
mean,
man.
there's no way I couldn't because he was flooding my TL 24/7. Like every single post was about JK with Pied Piper Mustard, and I'm just like, oh my God, why y'all putting
Girl,
him? Like, I'm
watching
gonna
that
be too
live, he was
jealous.
like, watching that live, he was legit just like staring down the camera. It was just a lot. All right.
It was too much.
It was just okay. Let me make go ahead and make my JK confession. You don't know what this is either. So I'm just gonna go ahead. Oh, I cannot believe that this is happening. So, Oh yeah, but I just need to go ahead and piss up. It's been a long time
I'm
coming.
hearing the first.
Yeah, this is
Oh, this
breaking
is
news.
exclusive then.
Yeah,
Okay.
this is, I said on Twitter that it was time for me to fess up to my JK-ness. So usually on Twitter, I'm like, yo, I cannot look. We don't look at him. We don't look at him. Like I can't, 'cause I can't handle him. He's just too much. And I don't, or I do, and like I tell him like he's grounded and like to go get in his corner and to leave me alone. Like Jungkook, me and him, it's like a steady fight, you know. Like I feel like I always want to square up with him, but and he's a bias wrecker of mine. So the way I would say, the way I'm set up, I got a lot of bias wreckers. So my bias is Jimin by himself. Because I'm gonna have to lay this out before I say what I'm gonna say. My bias is Jimin by himself. It was Hoseok. This is the ultimate wrecker, and then Namjoon came along and joined him on that front. And then it was Jungkook, was just a regular I'm chilling bias wrecker. And then like he got there on that level. And then also Yoongi was on the same level. Jungkook level. Okay. So Jungkook is now in the ultimate bias record spot. Oh my God, I cannot believe that this is happening. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Y'all heard it first. Y'all heard it first.
He has claimed that spot. Now listen, Hobi is also still there, but he has booted Namjoon out. Yeah, so now like him and Hobi, they're like on the same. I don't know. Like Jungkook is really like trying to beat Hobi down. Like it'll Hobi gonna have to hold on for dear life. Like, but yeah, so Jungkook is now my ultimate bias wrecker. And if he don't calm down, I'm scared that I'm gonna be like double biasing out here, which is not no. But yeah, so that's what's happening. That is my life now. I'm legit like flustered. I feel like if I could blush, like I would be like red all over right now. Like I'm warm. Like that was
It was a lot to say. You poor thing. You must be so tired. After confessing, after giving that confession, you've been hiding this for like the longest.
for me. Yeah. Oh my
I
gosh.
mean,
Remember that one time?
not that we
What?
didn't know, but it's great
No,
now that you see it.
some people didn't know. They didn't know because a lot of times y'all always try to get on me and tell me that I double bias Jimin and Namjoon. So, like, no, y'all didn't know. Y'all
Yes,
didn't
we did. With Jungkook, we probably did. You can't lie.
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe that I actually finally admitted that. It's been like sitting there for like a hot second. I think I've been pretty much this whole month. I've been like, yo, I think like in the back of my mind, I'm like, yo, yeah. And then like must have just sealed it. I was literally sitting there watching it and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have to go ahead and say this out loud now because I just wanna go ahead and get it out. Because I just love him. Oh my gosh, so much. Oh, Viv, I'm so warm. I'm so warm. Like I'm flustered. Hold on, I gotta like chug some water because I'm so flustered.
Oh my God, you need to throw yourself in the whole ocean. That's what you need to do.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I could. Because I'm just, this is just a mess. Because coming from whenever I first joined, like, he looked like to me like a baby. And it was just, I was like, oh, like, you're just so adorable. Like, I didn't think nothing of him. Like, not like he didn't matter, but it was like, oh, like, that's just gonna be the boo, and we're just gonna love him forever. He's just an adorable little baby. And then now, look, sweet. Just please, baby Jesus, help me.
Be dead.
He's just He's just a lot. And he's just so talented. And it's just, okay. So now we got that out of the way.
Yep.
So that's my confession. Like Usher's confessions. Except I didn't cheat on anybody.
You won't be hearing any confessions from me, but...
Because you already had your moment. You had your moment before we started this podcast. Because
I was
talking to you. When I first started talking to you, you were only sugar biased. And then something happened.
I was, okay, yeah, I was sugar biased until something happened. I don't know. I kid you not. I really don't know how it happened or how, like, Namjoon just snuck his way up. I think for the longest time, I was in denial. I've always, yes, like, you know, I thought RM was, like, you know, like, that member, you're just like, oh, my God, RM could be, like, my soulmate or something. But I don't know. Somewhere along the way, he just, I woke up one day, and I was like, oh, my God, Namjoon. That's it. I was just like, it's Namjoon. I mean, I still like Suga. Suga is my original bias, so he's not gonna, you know. But Namjoon is just there at the top, and then Suga. And then my bias wreckers, they kind of change in a way. But Jimin is still, like, my ultimate bias wrecker. Like, he's just nothing. Like, anything Jimin does, I'm always like, oh my God, it's Jimin. Jimin is my bias wrecker. Jungkook and Hoseok are my bias wreckers when they're on tour. So, specifically, like, when they're performing, like, Muster, I think I had it for my bio that I was Hoseok'd and Jungkook'd because of their tour. Because they're just too much when they are touring. They're just, you just put a lot of extraness that doesn't need to be there, but okay, you know, I'm going with that. Jin is like, I said at one time that Jin, like, was my bias, and he still is. Like, Jin, I have, like, three biases, but they're, like, Jin.
I remember that, yes.
Remember when they had their Map of the Soul persona, and
yes. His,
I think it was a version one when it came in. I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and say that Jin is my bias. Mm-hmm. I was in denial yet again. But Jin is still my bias. Like, I have three biases, but the way I bias them is, like, really, really weirdly. Like, I know, like, half of my tweets or nearly all of my tweets are all about Namjoon.
Yes.
Can't be helped.
They are.
It cannot be helped. There, it really can't help. He really can't help it but talk about Namjoon. But Suga and Jin are still my biases. So, you know, I got three biases. And everyone else is my bias record, but in rankings.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I get you. I understand you.
But all in all, we out here, OT7 trash, you know?
Yeah, pure Bangtan trash. Pure OT7.
And let's talk about V in Pied Piper, because that is also a problem for me.
You, I ain't got time for that. I got time to play with Taeyong. Like, no!
I don't know, like, I was watching his fan cams, and literally my mouth was open. Like, for some reason, I just couldn't close my mouth.
Oh my God.
It was just too much. The hair, the jeans, because, you know, V makes jeans look, I know he's, like, into, like, you know, like, he doesn't wear jeans a lot. I don't think they're his favorite, but when he does wear them, oh my God, he just looks amazing. And that choreo where they were, like, they had to go down and they were, like, grinding up. And I was like, okay.
I can't talk about him. He just, Taeyong did what he needed. Taeyong was my original bias. That was my first bias.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Shut up. That was before, because I picked him to be my bias. So that was before I let my bias pick me. But for Taeyong's just like a lot. He's just first of all, I will maintain in saying that Taeyong is probably the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Like, in person, just, that dude is, he is stunning. So for him to be, like, giving us, Taeyong's very good at giving you like a vocal, a dance, but also serving you face at the same time.
100% agreed. Mm-hmm.
So it's like he is giving you all of this talent, and then at the same time he will turn and find the exact camera that is on him. It's like he knows. It's like he gets like it's like a superpower. He's like, "Ooh, that camera is focused on me. Let me just turn around and stare at it like deeply, as if I'm looking at my long lost significant other that I haven't seen in 5 years." Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Wait. Hold on. Like, I literally had to like scoot back a little bit from my television. I was like, hold on. You're just a little bit too close to me. I'm gonna just need you to calm down a bit. Like, if you could just back up, sir.
You need to like calm down a little bit.
Yes. Oh, too much. Way too much.
Okay. And also, like, there's some like the funny like moments that happen when Jin was going around just throwing water at the crowd. He then doused like the audience with like 3 bottles of water. He was just going at it. And one time he had like a whole liter bottle of water just ready to throw at the crowd. I was like, what are you doing?
Yes, I was like, next performance, what, you just gonna have a whole gallon? Like, what?
I was like, okay. I was like, oh my god, I wish I was there, because I'd be screaming my lungs up, like, throw it at me, douse me in it.
I'd be like, hold on, my hair, wait. Like, I mean, if you're close enough to that stage, you have to roll up with a shower cap if you like me. Like, hold on. I'm just kidding.
I was like, hold on, wait, this is not that time to be out here. Like,
he's like, Jin in that water. That also reminds me of the Wembley live stream. Whenever he had that bottle of water at Wembley and he threw it, like the water, threw that water bottle, like he like threw it like a baseball player, like he yeeted that bottle. I was like, yeet, like, and I was like, whoever,
I hope no one got hit. I'm like, yeah, with it.
Like, you better duck, because I know if you didn't, you definitely got pelted in the face with that bottle. Like, just wow. Oh my gosh.
And also, he also got his revenge, because remember, I think it was Wembley or Paris. No, it was Paris. Their last stop, when everyone just doused him with water, just it was like back to back to back. So this time around, he kind of got his revenge. And Namjoon kind of got like everything on himself. He got the worst of it. I don't know if it was in Seoul or the one in Busan, but either way, Jin still got his
revenge. I missed all of this. I missed the Paris. I missed him getting like doused with water in Paris. I really guess I missed this, because I did not see any of that.
Oh yeah. Really?
Fake spam.
It's all
fake spam.
You might see it like on the TL after a little bit, you know, when somebody retweets it or something.
No, not the, I didn't miss the, in the live stream, I'm just talking about, because you said he's got his revenge. I saw the one, the mustard one, whenever he was throwing the water. I just didn't see whenever that happened.
The Paris one. Oh, okay, I got you. But it did happen.
Talk about something funny. Wait, speaking of Taeyong, let me go back to Taeyong. When they were doing Love Maze and they were in that mirror, someone said Young's reflections. Oh my god. Were just, oh, it looked like a funhouse mirror for him sometimes. His head is just super huge. Like, he's like trying
to
giving you like normal Tay. And sometimes his head was just massive. Sometimes it was like shaped like a spaghetti noodle. Like, sometimes it was just doing the most. Hair was playing the hell out of Taeyong.
And I think I saw a couple edits as well.
Yes, people had like took screenshots of it. And there were a couple floating around on Twitter, so you probably did see. It was just on that live stream. I was like, whatever angle y'all are at recording Taeyong, like, this is so. I was like, I can't. I was dying. Like, yo. Oh. Oh my.
It was hilarious to see. Oh my God.
It was so funny. I was cracking up. I was like, Taeyang is really over here, you know, doing his Taeyang, giving you, trying to surface, giving you sexy. And Mira was like, who you thought? Hold up. Oh my gosh. So good. That was just great.
And Jin was checking himself out in the mirror.
Yeah, they are. First of all, I don't know, even though I wouldn't have been able to take myself serious if I was them seeing in that mirror. There's no way that I'm going to perform to myself. Like, they were literally
for real.
Rapping to the mirrors. Which I felt like was a hint to something. You know, I'm not going to do any theories, but I definitely felt like that was something. I felt like it was a hint to something. Ain't nobody got time for theories. Well, I don't. That's not my forte. But I feel like that was.
Oh, rainy.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess all in all, Monster was great, legendary, groundbreaking.
Yeah. I just need to sit with on the next tour.
Yeah. Spinebreaker. We appreciated that. We appreciate them bringing that back and being absolute.
Oh my God. We didn't talk. Wait, 1 second. We didn't talk about Ding.
We did not talk about Dang. How? Oh gosh! How could we sit here? We get it out. You first. I'll let you first. Okay. Right here.
Okay. First of all, Dang is probably like, it's hard to pick a BTS song that you like, you know, like you love or like your favorite. But Dang is pretty up there. It's like in my top three. Like, this is a song I bop to when I'm going to work. Like, it's just it. So, and you know, we've been begging Big Hit to put it on like streaming platforms like Spotify or Apple Music, and to hear it live, I'm just like, y'all, like, I think I was about to lose my mind. And the vocal line was rapping too. I was like, okay, get that ish.
Yes, we got an ulti. Dang. Like, what?
It was just too much for me. It was like too much for me.
Dang is that track. So
it really is.
Listen, we had Jen out here rapping. Jimin out here. Jimin forgot some of the lines. I was like,
like, Jimin, you can do this. You are just like, you know, call your Tony Montana persona through. Like, you can do this. Come on, Jimin.
I believe in you. We know you got this. Yes. Oh, yes.
He got it. I was like, oh my God, Jimin, come on.
Yes.
And then Jin is just chaotic with his verse. For him.
I lived. It was just so good. And then for Tay, Tay is living his best rapper life, okay? He is out here.
How to be him. How to be him.
Yes. So for him to also get Yoongi's verse, because Yoongi's verse was his fave on on Cypher 3. So I was like, and then he gets Yoongi's verse, and dang, and he killed it. It was a go off day.
He was going off. I was like, yes, that's the kind of energy I want to, that's the kind of energy this song brings about. Like, you better be jumping up and down.
Tay is a dang stan. So it's like, Tay stands dang, like we stand dang. Like, Tay popped out whenever they did last Festa, when last year's Festa, he just popped out on the stage. He was like, oh, let me just get my dance in, because this is my track. Okay, let me dance this on is stage. My jam. So for him, like, his verses in, and then you got Jungkook doing Namju's part. He killed that.
Bodying it, like, okay, I see you, all right. He was just so hot in that moment. I was like,
oh. Yes. And also, let me just say, some people were saying that he was saying, like, I'm JK, your thing. Like, that was like a rumor, like, on Twitter. A lot of people were saying that that's what he was saying. They were like, I'm JK. But that's not what he was saying. He was singing, like, the regular lyric. I guess it kind
of
but some people were saying that. Maybe. I mean, it was like a lot of people were saying that, and I saw a couple of tweets that had like 8,000 likes on them or more, and I saw multiple where they were saying that that's what he said, like, I'm JK. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
I'm pretty sure he didn't say that. I'm pretty sure he didn't say that.
Yeah, he didn't. He was saying the regular lyric. It was the original lyric.
Maybe I'm saying maybe they heard him singing like
they
that.
They did hear it. It was like an honest like thing. I think that's just what they wanted him to say. They wanted it. They were like, oh, he said I'm JK. They wanted him to have said that, but that's not what happened. I saw even earlier today, I saw a translation account even say, like, that's not what he said. He just sang the original lyric. And I was like, see, I knew I wasn't tripping. I was, because I don't hear that. I was like, I hear the normal lyric, which I'm not even going to try to say, because y'all not going to clown me. But you know, regular lyric. I mean, I guess it kind of sounds like it. No, not really. I guess it kind of sounds like it. Yeah, I'm just, all right. But yeah, he killed it.
I feel like I also have like a profound respect for the rap line for rapping, because you know some people think that rapping is like easy, but it's not. Like you have to, I don't know how to say it, but you know, like I was comparing when Jungkook was rapping versus like Namjoon's original Dang. It's hard to keep the tempo, like you know, like how certain songs have a flow in them, like how they have a flow to them.
Yeah.
Like this time where you stress certain words or certain verses. So I was like, okay, JK did amazing. So JK did amazing, but at the same time, I was just like, oh my God, I have like such a respect for like BTS rap line, because it's not the same when JK was rapping versus when Namjoon is rapping. Obviously, Namjoon is a rapper, but like, you know, like you can clearly tell the difference between, I guess, Namjoon, who's a rapper, and JK, who's a vocal. I feel like JK, his rap was more like, he had like a very, I don't know how to say it. Ugh, I don't have these technicalities, Des, for like saying what I'm saying. But all in all, I'm just trying to say that I respect BTS rappers a lot. That's all I'm saying. Like even between dancing and rapping, because it's hard to, just like it's hard to sing live and dance at the same time. So that's all I have to say for that.
I guess I get what you're saying.
I don't have technicalities for it, but I'm saying like in certain songs, but when you're rapping, you have a flow to it. Like sometimes there's like these highs and then there are these lows.
Yeah, you have to find like pockets in songs, and you have to make sure that you're on beat and, you know, put like certain emphasis on certain things. Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like I just have like a new, like, and like, you know, a newfound respect for BTS rappers, because it's really hard to do that.
I feel like Jungkook brought his own like little special flow, but I get what you're saying, because I think it would have been one thing if he did it exactly the way that Namjoon did it. That just would have been like a copycat move. So I like the way that he did it. It was like his own like twist on it. It was like the JK way, because if he just did it like the way Namjoon does it and just would have did it like copycat, we'd be like, oh, look at him, you know. Because I'm not going to, like, Jungkook isn't a part of the rap line, but Jungkook has a flow. Like, Jungkook can rap.
Yeah, he does.
So, and he's not, like, a rapper where he's, like, out here writing rhymes yet, because I still say that whenever he drops this mixtape, Jungkook's going to have a rap somewhere. I don't know. I just feel it in my spirit. So, he's not, like, out here, like, writing rhymes and, you know, full-on rap line member, but Jungkook is definitely a vocal member who has a flow, like he, like a natural flow, like he's, and some people can't ride beat day their life, they sound like they're chasing it, the Jungkook has it unlocked. But yeah, I totally know where you're coming from. We have a spectacular rap line when it comes to this group. Next level.
We do.
What are you laughing at?
No, I'm sorry, like my cat is in the room and I'm trying to get her. She's like biting my toes, and I'm just like, I'm trying to get her off.
So,
Viv's going through the struggle. She's in the room. She's so chaotic.
Viv's going through the struggle. Her cat's over here nipping at her toes.
I'm just like, okay. See, now she wants to get out. Okay. All right. No way. Okay. All right. Let's finish this.
I can't.
Because I feel like I have a kid. Because I feel like I have a kid. Like I have a kid now, or like a child. I'm seriously, I cannot raise children. I really can't.
Because your cat's nipping at your toes.
Yes, because my cat is nipping at my toes.
She can't have children.
She can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I can't do this kids thing. Like, props to like mothers or people who can do kids, because to be honest, I really can't. I can't.
For real. Girl. Whew.
Okay. Yeah.
Not all.
My bad. I'm dying.
So, definitely for our last thing.
Yes.
What happened today was the fact that Boy With Love is now certified platinum.
Woo-hoo! Everyone scream. And I think this is the second song to go platinum after Mike Drop.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Fake fan. I think. It should, right?
Fake fan over here.
Wait, am I having the wrong info?
I don't know. You're probably right. You're probably right. I probably, you know what? It probably would have been great to look this up, but came straight from work and was like, what is this?
I'm pretty sure this is your second song after Mike Drop.
I feel like you're right. But for some reason, I don't know why.
Yes, it is. It is.
It is, right?
It is actually, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. That's why I was like, I feel like you're right, but okay. Boy With Love just came out.
I know, right? It's literally like 2 months. And it's already like, it did so well. It's doing so well overall.
It is. And still not getting the radio play that it deserves. But, and so for them to go,
but,
in spite of that.
When, yeah. The, but it's really.
The power that BTS has, man. I tell you.
I know, right?
Like, who out here doing it like BTS? Nobody.
No one. Nobody.
Yes.
Your faves could never.
Literally cannot. I mean, 10 people, only 10 other acts this year have gone platinum. That's what the RIA said when they announced it, because that's who.
Yeah.
The legit RIAA was like, guess what, y'all? Boy With Love was platinum now. When? When were your faves? It was like, also, just FYI. This is like a special feat because nobody else is really doing that these days. That's legit what the RIAA said. That's not legit what they said, but that's what I interpreted it as. They were much
better. BTS are just amazing. There's like nothing they can't do.
I honestly believe that. It's just the rave is the rave. What? The wave that they're riding right now. It's just amazing. Just amazing. Oh, man.
I don't know. Like, I almost feel like how fortunate BTS is to be in a company that, you know, like, really takes care of their own, in a way. You know?
Maybe.
I feel like how big they are, it's so easy to change or, you know, or just use BTS to, like, you know, that company's advantage. But I like how they take things slow. Like, you know, they're not in a rush to go anywhere or do anything, you know? They collab when they want to. They release music when they want to. So I like how this is going for them.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really, really happy for them. Like, so, so happy that they got this. Sometimes the worry about me does worry about how they're dealing with getting so much success so fast. I feel like things are happening really, really fast right now. I feel like the rate is just, it's just a lot happening. And I feel like that could possibly be overwhelming, you know? Because when we receive just so much love, just it just becomes like all too much, you know. Like even one time Yoongi talked about that, like how he was, he like he just couldn't deal like with how successful they were getting, like at the rate. And so I feel like they're still climbing. I mean, there's still like a ways to go, but I feel like it's just happening. Like so many good things are happening to them. It's just happening so fast. Like within like in the past couple of months. I think about like from Answer coming out, what was that, last August? To like now. So that's, yeah, it's been almost a year. Like think about how much has changed. They went on like a stadium tour. We did like a whole concert live stream. They won a Billboard award, you know, in the U.S. Not for the, not a fan award, but for the actual music. Oh. At the Grammys. Now part of
the Record Academy.
Mm-hmm. Like, all of that, like, and more. It's like, we could just keep going. Like, it's, so much has happened. And just that short span of time. Can you imagine if you had, like, such a big shift in your life? Like that, I just, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's jarring.
I guess, yeah. You know how they say, like, you know, like the, what do they call it? Or how do they say it? It's like how lonely it is at the top.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just thankful that there are just seven of them and it's not like just one person. Because that would be really, really hard.
Yeah, that they have other ones to rely on. Yeah, I'm with you. That would be hard to be by yourself.
Yeah, so, you know, they have each other to rely on. And I'm just hoping that, you know, like my wish for them is just, you know, like happiness and, you know, to kind of take things slow. You know, like how they felt like last year, and is it last year or how, I'm pretty sure they feel pressured all the time, but I guess there are some instances when they might think about it, they're just like, oh my God, the world is looking at us, like all eyes are on them. People constantly waiting for them to fumble or fail, just so, you know.
Yes.
Regular celebrity stuff. People are always constantly waiting for them to do something or say something that's so they can twist your words.
Absolutely.
Or something like that.
Well, I mean, that's the way celebrity. I was gonna say the way of the world, but yeah, that definitely is the way of celebrity, and that definitely, I don't know if I could say that for everywhere, but for the U.S., for sure, they love to build you up to take you down.
Yep.
So,
it will take you forever to get to the top, but to go down, it will take just like a second.
Especially in the culture that we now. But yeah. But yeah, but Army here is here. We're gonna stick it out. We down for the cause. Like, yeah.
However long this thing is, we're gonna, you know, to the very end with them.
Yeah. So I know even recently I asked on Twitter because I was interested. I was like, are there any new armies that joined like this year? Did you become an army this year? And it was so many. Like I had a nice little group of people that were following me that was like, yeah. And you know what? They actually, most of them came in from that SNL performance.
Yes.
Which is also another milestone. Like, well, see, so much has happened. So much. But yeah.
And the comments over there are, I always go there to feed my ego. I'm gonna say this. Like I always go to like certain performances just to feed my army ego, just to see what people are saying, because they're just that good. BTS is really just that good.
Yeah.
And the SNL performance, like, it just drew in a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
The comments are so nice on their SNL performances. Everyone is just like saying, oh my God, okay, now I understand why they're big. So it's always nice to see something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. So good. Oh, they're just so talented. And that was a completely different demographic for them. So mm-hmm. it was so good. Oh, man.
And literally, like, every few weeks, there are just new people who are watching their performances from SNL.
Yes.
I always go there to just check out the comments.
Now I kind of want to do that. I might do that.
And the thing is, like, you don't even have to be a fan to just appreciate good music and when you see it.
Yeah. That's definitely how we started, you know. We got here some way. We weren't fans, inherent fans.
Yeah.
We bust out the womb like, ah, you are destined to be a BTS fan. As soon as they started, like, we weren't, like, fans. We came in, you know, we told y'all episode one how we got here. Yeah. I was a casual
listener. Yeah.
And finally was like, let's just do this. Yeah. Because it's just talented. Talent is talent. I definitely recognize that talent. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was today's episode. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this sucker up. Happening. Oh, you know what? I have one thing to add.
What?
I have something to add. BTS World drops in a couple of days. The mobile game.
So oh, I guess, on the 26th?
Yeah, it drops
no, on. You don't have to.
Yeah, 26th.
Okay.
So today's the 24th. We're recording
oh,
this
two
on
more
the
20th.
Yeah. So two more days before BTS World drops. So if you don't have any storage on your phone, you might want to clear out some of those gifts and picks. So that you can download this game. So I guess next podcast, we'll definitely, because I'm pretty sure we're going to play it. Well, I know I'm playing. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm playing. So, yeah, well, I guess we'll be talking about that because that's a whole game. We've been waiting for this game feels like 85 years. It's finally here.
I seriously don't have any games on my phone. I'm not a gamer, but I will try to play this game.
Okay, I'm going to play this game. I had Superstar BTS on my phone. I deleted it for BTS World. So it's gone.
Okay. I used to play it, but it was addictive. Like, I was on there for literally hours just trying to get it right.
I sucked at it. So hopefully I do okay as a manager in this game.
Oh, wait. Who did you get for, who are you managing? Whose manager are you?
Namjoon's.
Oh my god, I'm Namjoon too.
But I think that you actually end up managing all of them, even though like you did the preset thing. Okay, so the way, for y'all that don't know, let's give like a basic thing for this game, because we're just talking about it as if you know. Okay, so BTS World is a mobile game. It's coming out, like we said, in a couple of days, where you basically, you're acting as if you're BTS's manager. It's interactive with videos and pictures and all kinds of things. That's what we've seen so far. It seems interactive. And so if you pre-registered for the game, it gave you a member that you were managing. And so we both pre-registered for the game. And so the member that we got was Namjoon.
Yep.
Yeah. So, which it had, and then also like let you play like a little quick scenario. And I think they're going to be like texting you, but anybody got time for that? I'll probably be muting them texts. I'll be junk. I'm going to mute that chat like real quick. Listen. Because if Jim is texting, it's going to be like real needy real fast. Anybody got time for that?
I can't with you. You should be barred from this game, Des. You should not be allowed to play this game.
Get fired so fast. Not responding to nobody. Like, listen. I get you on Banana Milk Jungle, but like, I'm at work, fam. I'm on top of this with my real job where I'm making real coins. I'm like, I'm gonna get fired. Hour three.
Okay. I'm going to be like a neglectful manager, to be honest. I don't even know if I'll have time to be playing this game.
For real?
I'm probably going to fail at this. They're going to be like, okay, we need a new manager since you can't do nothing for Namjoon. Yes.
They're going to be like...
Okay, but Namjoon's independent. All he needs is like somebody to drive him back and forth. Okay, I can do that. The rest of this other things, he got it.
Yes, I'm
he got it like that.
Bike as air.
Yeah, that's all you need. Food. The rest is just luxury. Like, a car is a luxury. You can walk.
You go tell Nigel to walk somewhere. Girl. You're gonna have to walk. I'm dropping off at the park, and then like, I gotta go to work.
No, you have. No, Namju is actually very good. He says he likes walking. Remember that V-Live with Jimin?
Yep.
He said, like, he just likes walking and, like, looking at scenery. He can do that as he walks back and forth. So, see? Perfect. You already have the game plan.
I'm going to drop him off at the park because Namjoon likes parks. So, I'm going to drop him off at the park.
Exactly. Yep.
I'm going to pick you up a couple hours. Don't text me because I'm not going to respond. All right.
Exactly. And you good for the rest of the time.
You good.
I'll just be like chauffeur. That's it.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's the plan. We'll see how that works. I don't know.
I might get fired on my first day, but it's I.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Oh
my God. I want to get fired now.
You want to
get fired? Now that I say this, I want to get fired.
I don't want to get fired.
I don't want to quit, but I want to get fired.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you get fired, like, let me know how that works out for you.
Saying this right now, BTS World, if you're listening to this, just bar her from this game.
Bar me?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm against it.
You're against me? What?
Why don't yes, I am.
Why am I getting barred? What did I do? Not answer text messages? Drop it off at the park? He grown. It's not like I'm dropping off a kid.
You know what? Let's close this. I can't. And my battery is like literally at 3%. So if it dies, that's it.
My phone's at 100. I was charging my phone while we were recording. Okay.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm a smart cookie.
So you're saying I'm dumb? Is this what you're saying? Say it with your whole chest. Viv is dumb. Say it. So people can know what kind of person you are.
That sounds like projecting. All I said was that I was a smart cookie. That sounds like a personal issue that you need to deal with on your own. That's feeling that you have deep within yourself sounds like resentment. You can deal with that.
You know what? End this segment. End it.
Okay. Let's
thank you for tuning in.
Yes, to this week's What Goes On with BTS. I was Dez.
And yeah, catch us next time.
And we'll see you guys next week.